Guys ask me all the time how to get out of the friend zone. Is it possible? I am going to answer that question in this video, but I'm going to save that till the end of the video because I want to talk about what you should say first and why, because that's way, way more important than answering that question. But I promise you, I will answer that if you stay on till the end of the video. Before we talk about why, let's talk about what exactly you should say rather than why you should respond to this in a certain way. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about what you should say. There's basically two answers, two responses you should give when a girl says, hey, let's just be friends. You know, welcome to the friend zone. We have cookies. All right. The first thing is no thanks. I already have plenty of friends. All right. This is one of the things you can say, or another acceptable answer is to say, I don't have platonic relationships with women. All right. Now, both of these answers are not meant to be said in a disparaging way. All right. You can say them politely, right? No, thanks. I already have plenty of friends. Right? I don't need any more friends, or, you know, I don't have platonic relationships with women. That's just how I operate. That's my standard. All right. Those are both respectable things. Now, people can complain and they can say, oh, you know, that's whatever. It's small minded, whatever. It doesn't matter. Your stance as a man is important. You have your standards. All right. Now, let's talk about why you would say one of those things or either of those things. All right. The first thing is that you're indicating clearly what you're interested in and that you aren't the kind of guy who's going to give her free attention in a one sided friendship. All right. Women today, especially, are used to guys being orbiters. Okay. They're used to telling a guy that they don't have a very high degree of interest in. They might actually have some interest, but they're like, let's just be friends. Okay. And they're putting them on the back burner. And then they're used to guys now buying them dinner, treating them almost like their girlfriend and being their friend, but they don't have to be a friend in response. Now, you can't really blame women for this. A lot of women get upset. They say, no, I don't do that to guys. Well, okay, I realize that you don't mean to do that, but you do it, whether you realize it or not, because it's a one-sided relationship. The dynamic is the guy likes you, all right, and you don't really like him, and so he's going to be doing a lot more for you. He's invested a lot more, and so you want to indicate that you're not this kind of guy. You're not the kind of guy that is going to do this. And you're also indicating also here, no, I'm interested in you sexually, right? Because a lot of times when girls say this, it may be that they're not sure where you stand, where they stand, what you're after. And so you have to be very clear. No, the only way that we're going to have a relationship, like if you want to be around me, is if we have a relationship that is not a platonic relationship. All right. Now, if she isn't interested at all right, this is the other reason why you want to say this, it's going to stop you from wasting time and prevent you from having hope in a mostly hopeless situation, all right? A let's just be friends, a friend situation, when you're friend zone, it's mostly a hopeless situation. It's not completely hopeless. I'll talk to that at the end of this video, but it's mostly hopeless, all right? So what you don't want to do is you want to waste your time. How many of you guys have wasted your time? I've wasted my time, okay, in the friend zone. I can tell you that, all right? You know, I'm not too proud to admit it. I've done that before, but it's no good. It doesn't help you to waste your time in that zone. Instead, you want to be going out, dating women, meeting women that are actually interested in you and spending your time with those women, okay? Or spending your time with your true friends, not going and being a puppy dog for some girl that isn't attracted to you and that's probably never going to be attracted to you. And then you're just going to be dealing with all this brokenheartedness and feeling rejected. It's not good. It's not a good way to live your life. So if you say this, okay, you're making it very clear. Now, if she still tries to be your friend and whatnot, that's kind of cruel, all right? But you have to hold the standard and say, no, I'm not going to be friends with a girl. If I'm interested in a girl sexually, then that's what I'm going to accept. I'm not going to accept less than what I want, and that's fine. And it doesn't mean there's animosity. It doesn't mean there has to be this whole thing. It's just you're filtering very quickly. And so she's going to know what your intentions are, and you've made it very clear, so there's not all of this secret type of intentions. You're secretly trying to get her to be in a relationship with you, and so she knows where you stand, okay? That's going to save you a lot of time. It's going to save her time as well, all right? It's going to save you a lot of pain. And now, finally, if she is interested, okay, congratulations, you've passed the test, all right? So she might be interested in you, and she might be testing you to see what's going to happen when I tell this guy, let's just be friends, all right? You're basically showing her you're not the typical nice guy, because she might think, and the reason why she might be on the fence with you is because she might be attracted to you, but she might be like, yeah, this guy's too soft, he's too nice. Again, a lot of this stuff is happening subconsciously. She doesn't even realize this. And so when you say, no, I'm not going to be friends with you. I have plenty of friends, or I just don't have platonic friends with women. That, no offense, right? You seem like a nice gal, whatever, but you know, I'm not interested in that. All right. Then she says, whoa, this guy, he's not a pushover. He's actually got some balls. He's got a backbone. He has standards. And I like that. I like that. And maybe I do like this guy. And maybe she does. And this has happened. And this has happened to me. Okay. Where this exact phrase, oh, let's just be friends, or I just want to be friends with you. And I said, no, no, thank you. I've already got plenty of friends. And the girl turned around and she came back to me and said, okay. Right. I accept what you said. And then she started. We basically had a relationship that started from that point. Right. Because I made it very clear. And she was like, OK, yeah, this guy's not OK. He's different than the other guys. This is important. All right. You've also made it known to her that you have enough female options. You don't need to be friends with girls and try to date them later. OK, just by saying that, by saying, no, I don't have platonic relationships with women, or I have plenty of friends. It means that you're not desperate, right? Because a lot of guys, most guys that girls meet, they're desperate. They're like, oh yeah, okay, of course I'll be your friend. Yeah, that's great. At least we can be friends. No, you have enough friends that you don't need friends. You have women that you are dating. So why would you have a woman that you're not having a romantic relationship with, right? It doesn't make any sense. So she's going to pick up on that. And that's important, all right? You've also forced her to make a decision instead of putting you on the back burner. A lot of times when girls say, let's just be friends, they might actually be interested in you, okay? And she might be interested in you in this case, but she's testing you. She wants to see, well, are you the kind of guy that's going to fight? Are you just going to just accept that? Because she can put you on the back burner, and then she's got this other guy that she's looking for. She might do that, and then she might think, okay, well, if this doesn't work out, you know, I've got this one guy. You're like, no, I'm not that guy. I'm the top guy. I'm the top guy. That's who I am. I'm the fucking top guy. I'm the man, all right? I'm a top 5% man. By the way, if you want to become a top 5% man, check out the Bulldog Mindset membership. I teach you how to become a top 5% man. No shit. All right. I teach you how to get along with women, how to date women, how to be more attractive to women, how to have women want to have sex with you. In fact, I teach you the exact techniques that you need in bed to be like the craziest, the best that a woman's ever had. Believe me on this one. I can give you some women that would vouch for that. You know, and I teach you how to be a man, how to be a man of high value, of high character, of high integrity, to be an actual good man, not just a masculine man, but we cover that, as well as financially independent, how to build a business, how to, you know, make a lot of money, and how to get your physique in order, how to get in shape, and all the kind of things that you need to know as a man. This is the community for you. Bulldog Mindset membership. Go check it out. $7 for the first month. Okay. Now, many times when she has said this, it is a shit test. Okay. And again, in the Bulldog Mindset membership, I talk about how to address shit tests and how to deal with shit tests. So you want to check that out. But a shit test is basically when a woman says something, and usually it's not even conscious. She's not even realizing she's doing this to filter out guys to see if you're really the kind of guy that you're presenting, right? So if you're coming across confident and she says, hey, let's just be friends, she might be just testing to see what are you going to do, right? If you're just like, okay, yeah, let's be friends, right? She's like, oh, another boring guy. But if you're like, no, I don't think so. I'm not interested in platonic relationships with women. I don't do that. All right. Then she's like, oh, well, shit. Okay. This guy is, you know, he is a stud that he's pretending to be. He's not pretending. All right. Now, you might say, wait, can't guys and girls be friends? Okay. The answer is not really, especially not if you're attracted to her and she's rejected you. Think about that. What kind of friendship is that going to be? That's ridiculous. All right. Now, again, people debate. They're like, oh, John, have this ridiculous stance on guys and girls could be friends. I have a video coming out. You can check it out. It'll be coming out on the show. Just subscribe if you haven't already, and you turn on the bell notification so you see it when the video comes out talking about this. But the short answer is this, is that in this situation, if you're in this situation where you're attracted to a girl and you basically asked her out or whatever, she's friend zoned you for some reason, how is that going to be a good friendship? What, are you going to wait forever to see if you can get out of the friend zone? Which we'll talk about at the end of the video. Don't forget. I haven't forgotten that. Okay. But it's not a good place to be. That's not a good friendship. All right. Friendships under other circumstances could be better, but under this circumstance, it's not good. You know, it's different if it started off completely platonic, but even then you should be around guy friends. Groups of friends are different, you know, and then again, like I said, I'll talk about this in my other video, but basically, think about it this way, all right? It doesn't make sense to start a relationship, a friend relationship, under the context that you like her and she doesn't, and she's rejected you. It's not going to be good for you in the long run if you think about it, all right? And then, you know, guys will always say, well, aren't I blowing my chance in the future? right? If she says, let's just be friends, and I'm like, you know, no. And then she's like, okay, well, I guess you're, you know, you're not a quality guy. Like, you're so threatened by having female friends or whatever it is, or you just have to go straight to the sex, or, you know, whatever kind of thing. Okay, now here's the thing. You're not likely blowing any chances. It's very unlikely to get out of the friend zone, all right? And even if you do, you'll be the second choice kind of guy. Do you want to be a second choice kind of guy? You want to be a guy that, you know, there's other guy that she's like, oh yeah, no, I want to date this guy. But then you're the friend, and you get to hear about the guys, the biker dudes that she dates. You get to hear about the assholes and jerks that she dates, that she's like, if I could just find a quality guy, why do I always go for the wrong type of guy? And you get to be the listening ear to hear all that crap. And then eventually she's like, no, you're the right type of guy, but she's not really attracted to you. But, you know, the other things didn't work out. So then you want to be that guy? Okay, go ahead. Fine. Be in the friend zone. Have fun. All right. Being in relationships with women who have a higher desire for you, or you're going to become a chump, okay, in the relationship and have no power. If you're in a relationship with a woman, even if you get out of the friend zone and she doesn't show a high desire for you, what kind of power dynamic is going to exist in that relationship? Think about how much she's going to push you around and how little leverage you would have. Okay. I mean, it's important as a man in a relationship to have leverage to be able to say, hey, look, I don't appreciate you talking to me like that. Don't disrespect me. And you have to have some kind of consequence to back that up, which is that you're withdrawing your attention or you're going to leave the relationship. If she doesn't care because you were her second choice or because you got out of the friend zone, right? Because you earned your way out of the friend zone. What's going to happen? She's going to have all the power and she's going to be able to do whatever she wants. All right. It's not going to be fun for you. Believe me. All right. Now, let's answer the question, which is, can you get out of the friend zone? Okay, yes, you can get out of the friend zone, but the best way to do it is not by being a traditional friend, all right? The best way to do it is to live your life, improve yourself, date other women, and, you know, a woman who have friend zoned you, you know, she might come around and want what she can't have, right? When she sees you out and about dating other women, having a good time, enjoying your life, realizing, oh, maybe I miscategorized this guy. I thought he was this nice guy, but there's something about him. I like him. He's got ambition, all right? Now, with that said, you just can't count on it, okay? That's why you have to follow my advice. You can't count on that. Instead, you have to be smart and you have to say, all right, I'm living my life as a man who has standards for himself. I don't accept being in the friend zone if I don't want to be in the friend zone. I want a romantic relationship with this girl, so I'm not going to accept that. It's not about being mean. It's not about being chauvinist. It's not about any of those things. It's just about saying, look, I have enough respect for myself that, you know, it's fine. If you don't want to be in a romantic relationship, you're not interested, totally fine. There's plenty of other girls out there that will, you know, be in a romantic relationship with me. If you're not one of them, that's totally fine, but I'm not going to accept second tier. I'm not going to accept being your friend. All right. That's the key to this. You have to remember this, guys. You have to have respect for yourself.